Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Since, having surgery and going down.
I'm not going to say they've been great, because I'd rather be out there, helping the team win games, but considering everything that's happened, I'm in a good headspace and, just focus on making it a healthy comeback and, progressing every day in whatever fashion it is and trying to fill my time and get better any way that I can.
What's the prognosis at this point? Have you heard anything? You have any idea about a timeline?
I've heard different amount of months. I haven't heard anything over a year though. So as of right now, our goal is opening day next year. So just gonna take it slow. Gonna spend the winter in Fort Myers rehabbing. And until then, just try to stay in a positive mindset. I know there's a lot of healing that's done, outside of the training table. So I think just trying to take it one day at a time, be positive and, maintain a good headspace is going to be important as well.
What were the day it happened and the couple days after that like for you?
Yeah, just, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. I had a lot of goals for myself this year that I'm not going to be able to accomplish. So back to the drawing board. I'll have a full off season to recover, get back to, the caliber of player I hope on being. And, let's try to attack it next year. But it was frustrating, just thinking about how everything's unfolded and, how I wanted to contribute, but, onward. But I think all things considered, I'm doing a little better now than I was a couple of days after the surgery, for sure.
This is obviously a very serious injury, worse than a torn ACL and other knee injuries. Do you have some assurance that you will make it back, other than your, determination from a medical standpoint? As they said, not everybody comes back from this, or are they confident that you can return and have a good career going forward?
No, they're very confident. Yeah, I talked to my surgeon, and he said that per the injury, it was almost the best case scenario, just with how everything almost completely detached. I think once you're dealing with having to mend back tendons together, you're dealing with microfibers, but to have a complete rupture is almost the best case scenario. So they said that I'm gonna make a full recovery. I can't relate it to like an ACL surgery. It's different timelines and range of motion guidelines, but I think I'm pretty confident in our staff that they're gonna get me back to playing at the level I need to be. But yeah, as of right now, there's no hesitancy about making a return to full recovery.
When you landed on that foot, did you know immediately it was pretty serious?
Yeah, I didn't know what had happened, or specifically I've had this injury before, this is what it's gonna take. But I knew something happened. I didn't even really want to move from that laying down position. I just asked our trainer to get me a cart. I knew something wasn't normal, so I tried to stay calm, but I knew, it was pretty severe, considering, the options. But yeah, it was painful. It was you know, uncomfortable, but yeah, I had known pretty much immediately. Felt like, you know, somebody hit me with a sledgehammer as I was running by, so I felt like that wasn't ideal.
How can you best describe the mental challenge with all this, not being present all the time, not being able to play?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a lot of mental obstacles to go through, but just like I was preparing for games before, studying pitchers, you know, the other team, you know, our own team, I do it for my day now. Just trying to see what around my physical therapy times I can integrate other things that are going to help me get better. So I'm just focused on that, and I think, you know, filling my time up as wisely as possible, understanding that what I do today is going to impact me 8 months from now, has been my mindset. And yeah, I think, you know, I've been doing that so far, so mentally I'm in a really good space.
And tracking with the rehab, have they indicated in any way if you are ahead of schedule?
Right on it. Yeah, I think that's the challenge with the, you know, with this particular injury, is the range of motion, particularly compared to ACL. You know, you got to get it back as fast as possible. With this one, there's a little more guideline with it, just to ensure that the healing is complete. But yeah, they've been telling me I'm right on pace. We don't want to go ahead, but we also don't want to be playing catch up either. So I'm right on schedule. I think I'm 30 days out. So yeah, it's looking good so far.
Have you talked to anybody that's gone through this, even outside of baseball, maybe a football player or anybody that's had this?
I know most recently Edwin Diaz had this injury during the celebration, but one player in particular who's reached out to me is Gary Richards, who actually got hurt here, and you know, he's been a big help to me mentally, walking me through everything that I was gonna feel and stuff. So I'm really grateful for him and his messages, his kind words to me. You know, he's been awesome in this, because he had a similar injury right here at Fenway almost 10 years ago. So I've been keeping up with him, and he's been asking about my progress. So he's the only other one that I know, but yeah, I think he's been a big help to me.
You talk about the mental side of this and the importance of that. Did you learn anything from your last year going through this about how important that part of it is?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, this is a completely different injury in terms of, like, timeline. Last year, I was day-to-day, every single day, you know, ready to go, which was almost, in a way, more mentally frustrating, just feeling like I was going to feel good every single day, coming to the yard, you know, wanting to swing a bat and wanting to hit, and then it not happening. But at least now I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. Mentally, I have a timeline. You know, we have checkpoints that we want to get to and stuff. So I think this process is going to be a little more mentally easing than last year. Still physically, though, it's going to be, you know, the toughest thing that I've gone through so far in my career.
You're going to be doing your rehab work here until you go down to Fort Myers?
Yeah, I have a couple more post-op appointments with my doctor all the way through the end of June, and then we're going to decide at what point we wanted to go down to Fort Myers and begin that process. I think once I could do a little more activity, whether it's walking or even some light running or some type of Alter G activity, at that point, you know, we would be more inclined to go down there. But for right now, I'll be here in Boston at least till the end of this month, and then we'll keep, you know, going on by a month by month basis. But yeah, I'll spend the winter down in Fort Myers.
Is it tough to watch games?
It's tough, but I still do it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the team's doing well, I want to be out there and having fun. And if things aren't going our way, then I want to be out there to help. So I think that's what, you know, gets you respect amongst the guys, is being out there and posting games and, you know, being available. So I think I'm missing that aspect. But, you know, seeing everybody as of late, you know, not playing as well, ready to right this ship, you know, it's tough. But now I'm still sticking it out. I'm with them every single step of the way. And, yeah, we're in this together no matter what. And they have my back. I've been feeling their support, so I feel like I have to watch the games, you know, just making sure everybody's, you know, doing the right things.
You had a fairly long period last year when you were on the IL. Obviously, two completely unrelated injuries, but, like, you know, how tough has this whole period been for you? I mean, you're a baseball guy, playing this your whole life, and to not have the chance to play the games as much as you'd like.
Absolutely. I'm living my worst nightmare right now. This is, you know, the worst case scenario for any type of player to go through a recovery that's, you know, double digits months long. But going through it now, I feel like I'm going to be better as a consequence of it. And it's just part of the game. It's part of running hard down the line. It's part of just playing the game, you know, how you feel like it should be. And I wouldn't have changed anything about it. That was just a move that I've done thousands of times. So I can't say I would have done anything differently, or I don't have any regrets about it. So it's just onward from here, I guess.
It's the just like current.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, lots of treatment. I can do everything as long as I respect my range of motion guidelines, pretty much, which is keeping it almost straight. So a lot of hip exercises, a lot of light walking with my crutches, a little bit of bending. Now that I'm at the month point, we're starting to bend it more and more. But up to now, it's just been emphasizing, you know, keeping it straight, keeping it locked out, making sure that everything heals the right way. That's what my surgeon told me was going to be most important, was the first 2 months, making sure that everything mends correctly. So I think we've been trying to push the envelope, making sure that I don't lose too much muscle in my quad, but at the same time, making sure that it heals has been the balance we've been challenging.
And just given you obviously are so like in tune with your body and kind of all the exercises you, you know, would have done like leading up to this, is it one, I guess, like more frustrating that it happened because you have tried to be so on top of that, and two, like you can't do any as much right now, so that must be kind of like you can't do a little bit?
It's a great question, you know, because it's like I feel like I do a lot to try to prevent something like this, but at the same time, I did everything that I could to not. So it is frustrating, but I don't feel like I could have done more. So it's like it is what it is, kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've done a lot to try to prevent something like this. So it's frustrating for sure.
Yeah. When do you get rid of the crutches?
Hopefully in about 2 weeks. I think I'll ditch them. I'm starting to put more and more pressure on it. Standing's becoming easier. Part of my therapy is like weight shifting, like seeing how much I could put on this, calf raises and stuff. Really starting from square zero. I remember there was about a weak point where I was like looking at my quad, trying to tell it to contract, and it wasn't. So just getting the nervous system back intact as well, you know. So yeah, it's a long process, but you know, I think I'm attacking it well.
This happened before you hit the bag, right?
Step before. I mean, I looked at the video and I was like, obviously I didn't mean to kick Ty France. You know, that's something that playing first base I'd never do. So my foot slipped on that step before. I think I went to a range of motion I wasn't comfortable with. And yeah, I never came down. Tried to catch myself with that foot after the step up, after the bag. And yeah, just didn't. So
yeah. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.